in the prosperous era later praised as the reign of Xi Jinping. But the good times did not last long. Li Hung unfortunately passed away due to illness. Then Lu Mengsheng also submitted his resignation to the emperor, and Zhong Qixun later collapsed from overwork and poor health. Afterwards, the emperor appointed Bi Xian and Cao Xin as chancellors. Unfortunately, Bi Xian served as chancellor for only a little more than a year before dying from exhaustion after working day and night. It can be seen that holding the position of chancellor in the Northern Song period was indeed a job with high demands on physical strength. Starting from Lu Duan, then Lu Mengsheng, Zhong Qixun, Li Hang, and Bi Xian, within a short period there were cases of death, resignation, or inability to perform duties due to illness among these virtuous chancellors. Cao Xin, on the other hand, was quite robust, had a good appetite, and was full of energy. The emperor did not particularly like Cao Xin. Thus, after being instigated by the treacherous Wang Qinruo before the emperor, Cao Xin was dismissed from his position as chancellor. After Cao Xun was dismissed, Huang Dan served as chancellor for 4 years. At first, he held the authority of chancellor alone, and later shared the position with Shang Minzhong. Who could have predicted that during the Jing era of Emperor Zhenzong's reign, Cao Xun would be maliciously framed by the treacherous official Wang Qinruo and dismissed from his post as chancellor, with Wang Dan succeeding him in this important position? So, what kind of person was Wang Dan, and what did he do during his tenure as chancellor that left him with lingering regrets even at the time of his death? Wang Dan had all the qualities of a true chancellor. In his daily conduct, no matter what matters the officials reported to him, he would always relay them to the emperor calmly and unhurriedly. Moreover, Huang Dan was a man of great magnanimity, and he often spoke of Cao Jun's merits before the emperor. Cao Xun, on the other hand, frequently criticized Huang Dan's shortcomings in front of the emperor, a situation that everyone was well aware of, was it not? Because of this, Emperor Zhenzong found the matter quite amusing. On one occasion, he summoned Wang Dan and spoke to him about it. Zhenzong said, "My dear minister, you are always praising Cao Xun in front of me, but do you know that Cao Xun is constantly telling me about your faults? Does this not anger you?" Upon hearing this, Wang Dan showed a faint smile and respectfully replied, "I have served as chancellor and participated in state affairs for a long time. Inevitably, there have been times when I have overlooked things or made mistakes. Cao Xun is upright and outspoken, not one to flatter or curry favor. That he can point out my shortcomings is truly a great thing for me. I am delighted by it, not angered." After hearing Wang Dan's words, Emperor Zhenzong felt even more that Wang Dan indeed possessed great tolerance and magnanimity. Such open-mindedness was truly rare in the world. This shows that Wang Dan was not only broad-minded, but also distinguished between public and private matters, and never tried to ingratiate himself with his superiors. At that time, the emperor was keen on cultivating auspicious signs, and Wang Qinruo had rendered outstanding service in this regard. As a result, the emperor wanted to appoint Wang Qinruo as chancellor. At that time, Wang Qinruo was serving as the director of the Bureau of Military Affairs. Huang Dan was well aware that Wang Qinruo was not a suitable candidate for chancellor, so he advised the emperor, saying, "During the reigns of our ancestors, there has never been a case of a southerner serving as chancellor. As the current chancellor, I dare not arbitrarily change this precedent. This is to safeguard the justice of the state." During the reigns of Emperor Taisu and Emperor Taizong, there had never been a southerner who served as chancellor, and Wang Qinruo happened to be a southerner. Wang Dan continued, "Since there was no precedent for southerners becoming chancellor during the reigns of our ancestors, and now your majesty